Hello, everybody. My name is Mr. Clips, and I'm here to talk about basketball. So the main question you're probably asking is, why am I named Mr. Clips? And that's because I obviously like the Clippers. And this is obviously a basketball podcast. So I'll talk about some other teams, but mainly the Clippers. And just to start out as kind of an icebreaker, I'm going to rate out of 10 each Clippers player that I know. First, starting off with James Harden. I was also born in Houston, Texas, so I'm kind of a bandwagon, and I follow James Harden everywhere. So just based on the fact that he's such an elite scorer, like, he gets ankle breakers, he can drive, he can do, like, reverse layups while he's going, like, 80 miles an hour to the hoop. It's either a 9, 9.5, or a 10. And I think I'm going to settle for a solid 10 because just of how, like, how good of a player he is. I mean, obviously, he's not, like, the type of defender who just waits in the paint to get a block, like Ivica Zubac, for example. But he can guard. Like, don't get me wrong. He can guard. And that's why I think the appropriate rating for him is a 10. Speaking of Ivica Zubac, he can score too, but, like, he can't really shoot. I mean, he'll shoot from, like, inside the paint or, like, from the free throw line, but he's not connecting from three. He's not connecting from nearly as far as James Harden can shoot. And so, considering how many points he has per game, like, what, 17? I think he averages 17 per game. I'd say he's a pretty solid player. Obviously, like I said, he can't score from, like, deep or three-point, but he's a pretty good scorer, so I'll give him an 8.5. It's up to you guys. And while we're on the track of, like, centers, Mason Plumlee, I mean, he gets, like, a few minutes per game, but, like, can someone explain to me what his free throw shooting form is? Because, like, obviously it's not like Jeremy Sochan, who, like, holds the ball for a second and then goes fully one-handed. But he'll go up for a shot with, like, two hands, one guide hand and one shooting hand. And then about right before he shoots the free throw, he'll let go of his guide hand and just shoot it one-handed. And it's like really quick, but it's noticeable. It's the most ugly shooting form I've ever seen. I just want somebody to, like, explain to me where he got that from. And just based off the fact that he's missed, like, 6 free throws in a row per game, I'm going to give him a 7, if I'm being gracious. Even, like, 6.5 to 7 is what I would say on Mason Plumlee. Russell Westbrook. I feel like I don't have to say much about him. I'll give him an 8. But his time on the Lakers was horrendous. I mean, like, he was hitting stuff off the backboard from the corner. He wasn't even, like, hitting the side. It was like if you do a corner 3, and he's right-handed. And he managed, if he's shooting a corner 3, like, if you're looking straight on at the basket, if he's shooting a corner 3 from the left and he's a right-handed, he will somehow manage to bank it off the inside of the backboard and still miss the hoop entirely. And he's kind of turned it around now. He's better this season. But overall, I'd give Russell Westbrook, like, a 7.5 because, like, he slumped when he was on the Lakers. And then he teamed back up with James Harden, which I think was a real high point in his career. Like, when he's with James Harden. And he turned it around, and now he's, I wouldn't say he's an elite scorer, but he gets assists and he's really good at like playmaking. So I'll give him a 7, 7.5. Okay, so Norman Powell. Fun fact. So at my school, we have a PE teacher, obviously. And my PE teacher, one of the two PE teachers, is Norman Powell's sister. So yes, I know someone who is directly related to Norman Powell. And it's kind of cool to think like, wow, those two are related because they're both very athletic. Clearly, because one of them's in the NBA and one of them is a PE coach. So clearly, like, athleticism runs in their family. But, like, I'm not going to name who it is, but, like, imagine how awesome it would be having a brother who's in the NBA. Now, honestly, I have my sights set on the NBA and I have a sister, so that could be her. But it's just cool to think, like, I know someone who is directly related to an NBA Clippers player. He's not a starter, but he's in the second rotation, which is pretty cool. And his free throw shooting is on point. Like, I've never really seen him, like, take any threes or mid-range shots or even, like, layups or close shots. But I can tell, like, I saw him take his free throws. He bends his knees a lot, but he makes it. Like, it'll, like, it's like how it goes in the hoop and it just goes straight down. Like, no bouncing off the rim, not even, like, a swish. Like, the net doesn't even move. It just goes straight down, if you know what I'm talking about. And just because of that, how he can, like, connect in the most, like, easiest shots in the game when, like, someone like Mason Plumlee, who can score from the paint, can't even score a free throw, I'll give him a 7. Okay, Terrence Mann. I'm pretty sure his first name is Terrence Mann. The fact that he is one of the best scorers on the Clippers while surrounded by Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Paul George is, like, it's not ideal to be an elite scorer around them. But he's easily the scorer. He's not the tallest, definitely, but he can dunk, too. Like, he'll even do, like, a standing dunk against, like, a 6'10 person. Like, there's no doubt about it. He's one of the Clippers' best players. He's one of the youngest also. He's one of the youngest. And he's also one of the best on the Clippers. So, for that, I'll give him a 9. Just a solid 9. Considering how, like, still, again, like, I wouldn't say elite, but very close to it. Like, a few more years in the NBA, and he might be at James Harden level as James. Like, he might be at the level James Harden is now. Obviously, James Harden is going to soar over him until he retires, but he'll be at 2024 James Harden level in a few seasons. So, I'm going to go ahead and talk about the best season for the Clippers, and that was 2013 to 2014, which I'm pretty sure their record was 57 and 25. Still not the best record in NBA history. That's held by the Warriors. I forget which 2 years, but it's held by the Warriors with 73 wins, I think. But that's a pretty darn good season. And, I mean, we're at the midpoint of the 2023-2024 season already. And they're doing good. They're doing good, but definitely not on track for the best record. Not even close to the best record. But I think they have a chance of beating their earlier record, but it's probably not going to happen. Like, a best record is a best record. It's meant to stay that way. And I think the 2013-2014 Clippers was, like, a whole different level. But, because obviously they had to have a really good team, and I think that the 2023-2024 team is worse than what they had in 2013-2014. Well, because it has to be. Like, you can't, you have to have a better team to break your record, to break your own record. You can't just have a worse team and somehow break the record, unless you pay every team that you play to, like, throw the game or something. But, yeah, I think there's no comparison between the 2013-14 and the 2023-2024, because clearly the older team was better. I think this year the Clippers are getting better, but I don't think they're at a level where they can break their own record yet. I mean, that's really all about, like, the current versus new. I will say new is better because of the, obviously, I keep saying, the elite scorers that the Clippers have. And I think a lot of the wins that came in 2013-2014 came from three-point shooting. But this 2023-2024 year team is so much more than just three-point shooting. They're, like, driving to the hoop, like, scoring from the free throw line, like, not on free throws, but, like, scoring from there. Like, they're so much more than that, and I think they're definitely not on track for the best record. They're not on track for breaking their own record, but I think they definitely have a chance to make it to the playoffs, even win the championship. But I think that overall they are a great team. So that's really going to do it for this episode. I talked about, definitely, I only talked about the Clippers this episode, but, you know, as I said, I'm from Houston, and next episode, I'm going to talk about the Houston Rockets and why they almost pulled away last Clippers game, and then they sold the lead. And part of that was the refs, but most of it was the fact that the Clippers are just better. And I will talk about the Houston Rockets next episode. So, if you like this, be on the lookout for my next episode. And if you didn't like it, maybe some of your friends will like it. Just, I'm trying to get out there as a podcast creator, especially sports. That's, like, the only thing I know. So just, I'm trying to make it up there. Just be patient. It'll definitely get better. This is the low point because it's the first episode. But definitely mention it to your friends and family, not just for, like, jokes, but, like, actually, if they may be interested in it, like, what's happening inside the sports world and stuff. So thank you for listening to my first episode. This has been Mr. Clips. I'll change it to Mr. Clips / Rockets. And see you next time.